There's a sefer called Piskei Tshuva, printed in 1933 by someone by the name of Rabbi Avram Pitakovsky, and it's a very geshmaka sefer. It's basically a likud of different tshuvas, different interesting tshuvas, and different svarim. And in Simon Kufnan Zayin, in the sefer, he brings down the following shaila. He said there was a ma'aser shahaya that the Beis Halevi was once standing outside of Beis Medrash, and there are two people about to walk in to daven shachris. One of them is holding his talis and tefillin in his hand, in his talis zekel in the bag. And the other one was wearing his talis and tefillin. And the question is, who goes first? The one who's holding the talis and tefillin or the one who's wearing the talis and tefillin? And there was a big mevucha. All the landim couldn't figure out what to do. They didn't know what to do, and they were sitting there stuck in front of the Beis Medrash, and no one wanted to go in first. So they asked the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi said on the spot, he said it's a Beferish Mishnah Negayim, and he's referring to the Mishnah Negayim, which is brought down by our Gemara over here on the bottom of Hayim Beis, in the top of Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Hanichnas l'bayis hamenuga, if a person walks into a bayis hamenuga, v'kelev al ksefav, and you're holding your clothing, holding your shoes, so then hu v'hein t'mei miyad, your tummy right away, and their tummy right away. But if you're lavish kelev v'sandal, but if you're wearing your clothing, so you'll become tummy right away, but they're only tummy once you stay in the bayis, the shir of achila, the time it takes to eat a achilas pras. So what's the pshat in this? So Rashi explains that the pasuk says that habol abayis tummy. If you go into bayis and manuga, you're tummy right away just by walking in. But that's something that came into the bayis. But begadim, when you're wearing begadim, that has a different din, and it's only tummy once you are shy in the bayis. Once you stay in the bayis, you're achila. So if you're holding the begadim, so that means that you're bal abayis and they're bal abayis. They all came into the house. But if you're wearing your begadim, so you came into the house, but we don't look at your begadim as coming in. They're tafel to you. They become batel to the person, and therefore they won't have a tumah of bal abayis. They're only tummy once you're shaya kedei achila. So it's like the Beis Halevi, the same thing over here. The one who's holding his tefillin, so the tefillin are coming into the bias. They're bala bias, and they get kedima because tefillin are going in. The tefillin should go in first. But the one who's wearing his tefillin, we don't view them as being bala bias. They're not coming into the house because they're bottle to the person. We don't view them as their own entity as coming in. We view them as bottle to the person, and therefore we view the person holding the tefillin as having tefillin. The person wearing the tefillin is kilu, he's not wearing them, and therefore the one holding the tefillin would have kedima. That is the beautiful raya that the Beis Halevi brought from the Mishnah brought down over here in the Gemara. Now, im halachi im nekabel, but im ledin yesh tshuva lachar, there'd be a machin to be mechalik that this is not a tsushtel, because really, when the Gemara over here says that the begadim you have to wake kedei achila, does not mean that the begadim are not ba'al abayis. Of course, the begadim also entered the home. It's just that when the begadim are on you, they're tafel to you, and they're called begadim. And when it comes to begadim, that there is a special gzesek hasav legabe tuma, they have to wait kedei achila. But not to say that they're not ba, they are ba. But when it comes to tuma, something that's called a beged is has a different shear, and it's only called a beged. If you're wearing it, then it's called a beged. If not, not. But when it comes to talis with tefillin, where you don't have that gzeres akasav, so then lechar, both of them are bala bayis. The one wearing the tefillin are bala bayis, the one holding the tefillin are bala bayis, so lechar, they would be equal. And if anything, maybe there would be a svar to say that the one wearing them has kedima because it's also being mekayim a mitzvah. So lechar, you could be mechalik. You could say that this is different and not necessarily a tushtel. The Tshuvas Bar Moshe from the Betzina Rav asked this kasha, and the Beis Halevi and others as well. And if you take a look in the Piskei Tshuva, he has some other ha'aris on this Beis Halevi as well.